This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About
well, the excitement is mounting today and mushrooming and snowballing and skyrocketing. We're going to find out today what is ham radio all about and what is bounty hunting all about.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I was fortunate. I got to work with Ken Revisa. He was one of the absolute best.
They're still out there doing what they do best, doing what he does best.
He passed away.
Yeah.
But
what's your commute like? How long does it take to get in? You know, I should make you a mix. Do you have a CD player?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
Thanks. Yep. Great.
Hey, what's the group that was from Scranton and made it big? Is that you two?
Yes.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What's going on?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Now hiring both locations.
And now,
Kevin, what about Kevin?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 24th of May.
Hello, extremely stable geniuses. How are you today?
That fits less than all the others.
Mm-hmm. It's no Thin Mints.
No.
I don't like that one. I'm going to have to reject it.
But you don't understand,
I'm going to throw it back.
I'm an extremely stable genius, and I'm going to need you to back me up. I'm going to need you to tell me that you haven't seen me acting crazy.
Yeah, I get it.
I need you to say in front of a camera that I'm the coolest.
I get it.
Jensen, you were there.
Did I throw
a tantrum or was I calm?
No, I've seen you tantrum me before, and this was definitely calm.
I'm super calm. I'm extremely effing calm. Oh, my God. Allie, you were there.
Why are
you? I mean,
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. I thought I heard something. So,
no, you didn't hear anything. here's the thing. This is one of the strangest robbery stories I've ever seen. Allie, I'm sure you saw this because it happened in Marlboro, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I've got that alert.
Yeah, near Boston. And this is terrifying. Has this ever happened to you where you have come home and realized that somebody has been in your home that you don't expect?
No!
Well, I say that because sometimes friends, sometimes family, sometimes housekeepers, you know, you forget or whatever, you just walk in.
Never had that happen.
Things are weird here.
Although I do have a candle that if I have had it lit and then I blow it out and leave and I come back, I'm like, oh, smells a little bit like a really attractive man is in my home, which I know isn't happening, but it's called Suede Blanc, and it is the best smelling candle if you ever want to get
freaked out. How
many times
have you been surprised by that?
Six or seven.
That's my thing. Yeah. Like maybe the second time you go,
right.
Candle.
Fair.
Okay.
Not fair.
Well, he and his son came home from work and realized that something was amiss. At first, he thought they had been robbed, but upon further inspection, he discovered that nothing was missing. They, Nate Roman and his son live in this single family home, and they left for work and came home, and my son said, Dad, the door's unlocked, which every once in a blue moon he does, and he didn't think anything about it, but he walked in immediately, he realized there was something wrong in the house. He knew someone had been there because the door that he normally keeps open was firmly shut. He went upstairs to check the rest of the house, first going into his son's room, which was a wreck when they left that morning, and was now neat as a pin. He found his room in the same pristine condition and soon realized the entire house had been cleaned from top to bottom.
That's awesome.
Rugs were vacuumed. Dishes were done. Everything was neat and put away.
Wow.
He called the police. They took the incident very seriously. They cleaned the house to make sure no one was still there. No crime had happened, I guess, except for breaking and entering, right? Nothing was missing. Nothing was damaged.
Could I schedule that guy to break and enter my house?
Right. Later, sounds great.
He discovered roses made from the toilet paper in the bathroom.
You stop it right now.
Oh, my God. Which is something that fancy house cleaners do, is they create a little flower on the edge of the toilet paper there. A detail that made him realize that this work was probably the work of a professional. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think is going on
here? A professional cleaner broke in and cleaned the house.
Didn't steal anything, but cleaned the house.
Maybe it was a real cleaning service. It certainly sounds like one that just went to the wrong address.
Mm-hmm. How'd they get in?
Maybe he did leave the door open. Who knows?
Oh. What if, though? You know how some people have really weird kinks?
Mm-hmm.
This is theirs. Like a lot of people, you break in and you leave something, that type of thing. So you're like, they're going to find that.
Right.
You couldn't see my hand movement.
You're lucky.
We get it.
You're
all
lucky.
His kink is, I cleaned
that mother effer's house.
Yeah, they're going to love how clean it is.
Somebody come knock it on the door and go, hey, what'd you think of the job I did? Would you like to hire me to be your cleaning person?
I clean next door. Could I have $40?
Want to ask how good the job is next door if you want to hire me?
That does work, by the way. I'll give anyone $40.
Sure.
Anyway, Mr. Roman is hoping to move past the ordeal, but he did keep the toilet paper rose as a souvenir
Where was this again?
This was in Marlborough, Massachusetts.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Why are you looking into doing
this? Why did you ask that?
Just wanted to.
You know someone?
Wanted to talk more to Bean.
Okay. So anyway, that's the thing. That's what happened.
Cool.
Okay. But he made a police report.
Why did he call the police if nothing was missing?
We are really stretching the story.
Why?
I'm saying nothing's missing.
Because somebody had gotten into his house.
But nothing's missing.
And he didn't know if there was somebody hiding in a closet. I think he just wanted to be sure. And it makes sense to make a police report because you don't know what's going to end up happening.
Bean, do you know what was the weather like that day?
It
could have been a window.
Don't know.
Yeah, good the window point. Was open, sure.
That's
maybe he's
all,
a screened-in porch.
Anything in the report about their house alarm system?
It's everything that I've got. Actually, they did have a house alarm system that was turned off.
Is more of that.
Was it single-ply toilet paper or double-ply?
Oh,
great question.
Good question.
How to make the flower.
I didn't know we had an actual sleuth on staff.
Yeah. The security system was also not set so cameras that would be activated when the alarm goes off did not get images of the intruder. The timestamp on the door sensors indicated that whoever it was stayed in the house for about 90 minutes, which, by the way, is a very speedy cleaning job, too.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
How big was the place?
Oh, good question.
How many square footage?
Yeah, I need square footage.
Do you think?
I'm drawing out the space, so please.
An hour and a half, I'm thinking it
can't be huge.
I'm trying my hardest to make
a two-bedroom top.
Yeah, I'm trying my hardest to make the living room up to scale, so if you could just give me even at the wall height.
I'm actually out of details. I don't have anything else.
So. Dang it.
If you guys have anything else you'd like to do, it gets
so frustrating to me that you don't have details about your stories.
Right.
For God's sakes.
You could hit,
did they check any of the neighbors' houses to see if people had broken in there?
Sound effects we could play or anything like that? Or
I feel like you're dodging our questions. Yes. It seems weird.
See, that's why I got the glass shattering for my alarm. Because you need to go the extra step. Motion detector's great, camera's great, but you need to hear glass shatter.
Okay.
So that's what you look into.
Zoom, zoom.
So.
What else you got?
Wait on you, buddy. Really draw this out.
Still nervous about the house.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest, you guys. Because neighbors are going to have similar issues if they don't put their foot down.
Right.
Or close their window in that particular
instance. Again, we don't know if it was the window because they didn't have details.
About the weather.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I think I hear something if we could stop talking.
Do you?
Hold on.
I know what it's not.
Hold on,
details.
Everybody be quiet. Let's listen. No?
No, I don't hear anything. That's weird.
What's going on?
Got nothing.
That's a great question, sir. Oh, there it is. Okay. We got to be quiet now.
We don't hear anything.
They just let it play.
Let what play? Bean's gone crazy.
He's
hearing stuff in his head.
Yeah, first thing he comes in with a 5:30 story with no details.
Right? And not complaining about it.
No.
Right.
He loves this story.
Thinks it's fine.
Right.
Kevin, God damn it.
How dare you? I'm not the one doing it.
Unbelievable.
Do you guys hear it?
Hear what?
Now we hear it.
Hear what?
There
what?
It is.
You guys are crazy.
You're still not hearing it?
No.
Well, we're out of time now. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Tuesday.
I mean, it's possible that it's the Kevin and Bean party machine.
What's up, you guys? Beer Mug here on behalf of the Kevin and Bean Show, letting you know that unfortunately, there's no regular podcast today because we did the Kevin and Bean Party Machine. And we can't play all the songs that we played on air because we'll get sued and, you know, all that legal stuff. But you can enjoy Jensen's wrap up and don't bogart that joint. Have a happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody, and be safe out there.
Yo. Jensen Karp, party machine, stupid. 106.7, Kevin and Bean, let's go. It's been another week here on Kevin and Bean. You know I had to switch it up for party machine, cause today we played music just to keep the morning funky. So I have to ask, is that what's bothering you,
funky?
The Zero Club president was willing to contend. Now he'll rule with iron fists until his car breaks down again. And now we got Snoop Dogg playing Weenie Roast. So it's the biggest beach party on the West Coast. And we're nervous now for Kevin and the rest of his life, cause on air he said,
I slept next to my dead wife.
I did Epcot alone, David Tennant came through. If you saw a pregnant lady smoking, what would you do? When we learn that Allie likes to take pictures of her poo and is adamant that's something that all of us do too. So yes, after 30 years, we're still high class. And if you missed that download the podcast. Boom.
Boom indeed. You can go to radio.com or Apple or wherever you get your podcast and enjoy the Kevin and Bean Show. Bad news for podcast listeners for today's program, though.
Yeah.
Since it was the party machine, but super, super fun. We'll do it again next year.
On your drive home today, listen to Strikers Commercial Free for All, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers. Let's do this and get out of here. Have a great weekend, and we will see you on Tuesday morning.
By the way, this qualifies as a party machine song as well, I'd like to say.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Don't do dope.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Kevin, what about Kevin?
No! No! Go on! Get! Go on, get out of here!
Put your clothes on and get out of here. You're going home.
You guys, we gotta be better than this.
So it wasn't like the actual job that I hated. It was who I had to work with. Screw you, Kevin.
And now, this is the old philosopher saying, so long, folks.
Kevin and Bean, I really don't like your show.
Bong, bong.
I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.